If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Freaky Friday. Welcome to the end of the traditional work week and the end of February.
How are we already going into March?
And also, the fact that I feel like February was a little bit of like a mood swing, you know? We had full-on winter, we had the teens, and then we had fake spring these last couple of days, too. So February gave us a little mixed bag, a little bit of everything.
Dude, yesterday, I stopped to get a coffee, and I was talking to the barista. She's making the coffee, and she's just like, this weather's so great. I'm like, yeah, it's awesome seeing everybody out. The weather's awesome. People are just finding reasons to do anything outside. She's like, I'm just in a great mood. And she's like, I'm in a great mood, too. I mean, short of somebody killing my dog, I don't think anybody can piss me off.
Wow.
It was one of those moments where I was like, yeah, you're listening, but you're kind of distracted. I mean, excuse me, what?
It's pretty intense. An intense thought.
I was like, but you know what? You're kind of right. Yeah, there's not much that's going to put me in a bad mood when the sun's out.
Yeah, it was really nice. Sun's out, guns out. Boom. Did you get tickets to the gun show today?
Oh, now apparently I did.
We cannot send you into the weekend without some information.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And shout out to Good Vibes Espresso. It's quickly becoming my favorite place to go get a coffee.
All the good vibes.
Good jokes, good vibes, great coffee. Let's go. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today, it's National Pancake Day.
All right.
Enjoy yourself a pancake. And if you're wondering, isn't there another day this year that's a pancake day? Yes, it happens on September 26th. If you're wondering why, I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Why not, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Washington lawmakers have just proposed this new law. It's SB 5705, which...
Of course.
I mean, I'm still trying to wrap my head around 5704, but here we are. It's about traffic safety, stricter fines for repeat offenders as well. So basically, your bill will double if, like, you've gotten busted for tailgating, excessive speeding, using your cell phone, distracted driving, if you're driving in a school zone. So, like, the first time you get, like, a negligent driving fine, it would start at $250.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get caught doing it again, $500.
Ooh.
And they're going to try to advance this bill on February 20, very soon.
Make good choices out there. Measles alert. We've had the first measles case confirmed in King County. It's an infant here in Washington that they say was likely exposed during some abroad travel recently. But
these damn kids.
These dang kids. They're all sick. But this virus has maybe had the opportunity to spread at some public locations. People are urged to be vaccinated. Measles is highly contagious. Be very careful out there.
How about them Sounders?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just asking, Danny. Oh. I don't know what happened to them. No, I'm kidding. Well, they beat Antigua GFC 3-1 in the second leg of the CONCACAF.
Yes, they sure did.
Did they win the CONCACAF last year or was it the year before?
It was...
I'm sorry.
It was 3 years ago. No, yeah, it was a couple of years ago that they actually won the Champions League.
And then everything kind of fell apart after that.
Well... I mean, they just didn't go very far last year, but it was exciting.
So up next, they take on Cruz Azul,
yep.
Which is something blue.
Yes. I don't know what Cruz means, to be honest.
Is it cross?
Maybe, yeah.
Blue Cross?
Thank you for the translation.
I'm here for all your Spanish needs. They're playing them on March 5th. But before they get to that game, the CONCACAF, they got to go back to being in the MLS, and they take on Real Salt Lake tomorrow.
You're doing too much, Sounders, but let's go.
it's the strangest sport when it comes to just tournaments while the season's happening. I mean, it's just nuts.
Yeah.
And the Kraken play tomorrow as well, so hopefully
Let's
they beat
Kraken.
The Canucks. Yeah.
An 18-year-old woman from Florida was arrested. She thought she was vandalizing her ex's car. Turns out she was egging and spray-painting a neighbor's car on accident.
Where does she have the money to afford all these eggs? We don't do that anymore.
Yeah, egging is so last year.
Do you think her parents are pissed? They're like, you son of a bitch. And then she's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. No, you took our eggs.
This is some of the audio of her being arrested by officers.
You really need to try harder to try to be sneaky because you are god-awful. You guys spray painted the wrong damn car.
Oh, this is the man whose car was vandalized. He was also speaking out.
First of all, I'm not Jason, bro. Like, you know that. I'm Jonathan.
What is happening?
That wasn't me. It's crazy, too. Like, they chose the perfect color. The perfect color to pop off of black. You're 18. There's no point to ruin your life this early over a guy.
You guys spray painted the wrong damn car.
This car is a...
It's very sad.
She's the winner of the day.
Yes, she is.
You guys spray painted the wrong damn car.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 59 degrees. Another nice day today with fake spring. So let's enjoy it while we can. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. And that is what's up.
You guys spray painted the wrong damn car.
It is always very exciting when a buddy accomplishes a dream. And one of our pals is going to be on one of the most iconic TV game shows of all time tonight. While also meeting a celebrity that he has been dreaming about meeting, who has inspired him more than any other. We're going to chat with our buddy Ryan at 6:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've all made some great friends in the world of radio.
Yes.
And one of our good friends is Ryan Smetzer, who we learned recently had not one but two of his dreams come true recently. And we've got to get Ryan on the phone right now to chat about these dreams. Ryan, you're going to be on Wheel of Fortune tonight.
Yes.
That is insane, dude. I saw your post on Instagram and saw like there. I'm like, I thought it was like one of those you dress up and it's a fake backdrop. It's like a Photoshop deal. And I'm like, wait a second. Our friend Ryan is actually going to be on Wheel of Fortune tonight, Como 4 at 7 p.m.
Yeah, it definitely gives off the vibe of being like an AI-generated picture, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does, dude, but I have to say, what got me excited, because I we've met you a few times at our radio conventions, love hanging out with you, and I've preached a good word to like some of the higher ups about how awesome you are. And one of the things I always say, I'm like, this dude is like a young up and coming Ryan Seacrest, not knowing that Ryan Seacrest is like one of your heroes, because you listed on your Instagram post that you had two dreams, one being on Wheel of Fortune, the other getting to meet Ryan Seacrest. I was like, that's so crazy, because like you give off that, I don't mean to upset you about your hero, but I'm like, you give off like a Ryan Seacrest vibe, a likable version of him.
Well, no, like, I mean, like, you know, a lot of people have like their childhood heroes that like they kind of maintain over the years. Like, you know, most people, it's like a sports thing. Like they get their LeBron, their MJ, their Tom Brady. Like, you know, Seacrest was like my goat, you know, growing up. Like I would take my mom's old tape recorder and like record, you know, American Top 40 or one of his shows and just like, you know, record my voice over his or whatever, which, you know, I imagine he wouldn't be thrilled to know that fact, but like, you know, I would do my own versions of his shows in the playground, which I got bullied for a little bit, but you know, the full circle moment of this makes that much worthwhile.
Ryan, what was the application process like going, you know, through that, trying to get on Wheel of Fortune, get picked?
It was very interesting, but honestly, not as hard as a lot of people would think it would be, because I clicked the link, you know, went through it, and they asked for just like a 60-second video submission of you, you know, explaining, you know, your personality, your life story, some fun facts about you, and like why you would, you know, be a good candidate to be on the show. And, you know, so I really kind of dug into the, you know, I really wanted to be the next Ryan Seacrest when I grew up and all those different kinds of elements. And, you know, it was just like, all right, well, we'll see if, you know, that works in my favor. And I ended up getting a phone call about 3 weeks later from one of the casting directors. Wow. And eventually got the email of like, hey, can you fly out in a couple of weeks? And the rest is history.
That's so awesome. And I know you can't probably tell us like how you do tonight. We'll all be looking forward to watching tonight at 7 p.m. again on Como 4. Our buddy Ryan Smetzer is going to be on Wheel of Fortune. But I hope you could share at least this. You're there, you're standing by the wheel, all that's getting ready. Like you mentioned, your not so creepy story about emulating Ryan Seacrest. But what was that moment like? You know, when you see the person that you do idolize and that you are, like you look at as like a hero and a person that you wish that like maybe one day you'll go down that same road, and then he walks into the room. What is that moment like for you?
So it's so funny. Like I was telling somebody the other day, it genuinely felt like a fever dream, meaning I still don't believe that it actually happened until I see it tonight on TV. Like the whole time I was so afraid I was going to be terribly nervous. Like I was actually genuinely terrified that like I wasn't going to be able to answer any of his questions or, you know, spin the wheel properly. I was so terrified I was going to like spin the wheel in the opposite direction or, you know, break the wheel or something was going to happen that they'd have to stop the taping or something. I just was in that moment of, oh my God, like this thing that I had really just wanted to at least meet this dude since I was like 7 years old is actually happening. I just kind of rode that wave for the fastest, most surreal 30 minutes of my life.
What does Ryan Seacrest smell like?
Ooh.
Did you get a good whiff?
Honestly, clean, I think is the best way to put it. Because I mean,
like lavender clean or spring fresh?
I would say closer to spring fresh than lavender clean. I feel like lavender might be too strong of a scent. But yeah, it's closest to spring fresh.
Ryan, we are so excited for you. I think for so many of us growing up on that show, and even for me, I have a 5-year-old, I credit Wheel of Fortune with like teaching him the alphabet more than me. So it's just such a cool thing to be a part of, and we're so stoked for you.
Yeah, there's so much history to the show, and like, you know, getting to be in that studio alone, just like you walked in and you felt like you were walking into like the most historical building in the world. Like you're walking into the Louvre. Like it was just, you know, and it's just lives have changed in that building. Between that and just like touching the wheel for the first time, which sounds so creepy, was so surreal.
It's funny hearing you describe that, because I think it was the exact opposite feeling I had when I got to be in the audience for the People's Court, which was like this most rundown shack of a set with duct tape keeping it together. And I'm like, this is so disappointing, because I was like, you know, I grew up watching the People's Court. And you're like, this is a dump. Like, this is sad. That's so awesome, Ryan.
To have two dreams come true on the same night is pretty remarkable, Ryan. And we look forward to watching you tonight on Wheel of Fortune, Como 4, 7 o'clock. And if people want to follow you on social media, your handle is at Ryan Smetzer, host of The Ryan Smetzer Show.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day. Take care.
You too, my friend. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Our number is 206-803-ROCK. And we want to hear from the Rockaholics on this topic. It doesn't have to be a meeting a celebrity or getting to be on a big TV show like our buddy Ryan there, but what was a dream meetup that happened for you? Or like a dream moment that finally came to fruition for you? Give us a call now and tell us the story. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show.
What was that dream meetup or dream moment that came true for you? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. We know that Russ from Port Orchard met an absolute film legend, and we're going to talk to him in just a second. But Katie from DuPont, tell us about this former student of yours.
Good morning, everybody. So I have a former student, and her goal was to be on Broadway. And so she was casted in a show called In Transit. So my husband and I flew to New York to see her make her Broadway debut, and it was epic. It was just epic.
Did she big time you and didn't even bother to say hi to you? I'm kidding.
Oh, no. She totally, like, we met up with her, and it was fantastic. So while I'm sitting there in the audience, the second half of it is my family loves the music Pitch Perfect. Like, yeah. My husband and daughter can sing it and dance it. It's hysterical. So the guy that wrote the choral arrangement for Pitch Perfect was sitting right behind me. And I was like freaking out. So after the show, we meet up with my student, Varianne, out in the lobby. And I'm like, oh my God, Deke Sharon is here. And she goes, oh, I know Deke. Do you want to meet him? And I'm like, oh my God, sure. So she calls him over and he comes over and he's talking to me and great. And he gave me his phone number and says, hey, if you ever want me to arrange for your choirs, let me know. And I'm like, oh.
That's next level, Katie. That's awesome.
That's a great story.
206-803-ROCK. What was that dream meetup or dream moment that came true for you? Dylan from Oak Harbor, you got to meet a Power Ranger. Which color Power Ranger?
I got to meet the late Green Ranger, Jason David Frank.
Wow. Okay. This is so weird because yesterday Danny was telling us how he met the pink Power Ranger. Now today we've got the green. So who do we have left? The yellow Power Ranger, the blue. Is there a black Power Ranger? Right?
Yeah. Funny you should mention that. I did get to meet the second yellow Ranger a couple years ago at Comic-Con, Karen Ashley.
Three out of five. God. We got three out of five. Take care. Before today is over, we're going to meet all the Power Rangers.
I also got to meet the Red Ranger, St. John.
Now you're just bragging.
Dylan, are you in the Power Rangers, actually?
He's the Black Power Ranger.
I was seeing Power Ranger, but it was something about the Green Ranger growing up that he got me into karate. And when I got to meet him at Comic-Con, this was like 10 years ago, it was just something different because when I saw him for the first time, I started shaking and I started almost crying.
Oh my gosh.
He was my childhood.
That's the best.
That is very cool. For a second, I thought we needed to get a restraining order against him with the Power Rangers. And then I met the red one.
Gang's all here. 206-803-ROCK. Russ from Port Orchard, tell us about the absolute film legend that you met.
I got to meet him from Pat Morita. I used to work construction in Vegas. I was doing a job at a guy's house. Didn't know who it was. All of a sudden, Mr. Miyagi, Pat Morita, comes walking out in the front yard after me. I'm doing really down to earth. Most down to earth person I've ever met in my life. Offers me a beer.
Ooh.
Did you take the offer?
I couldn't do it as a work.
I feel like in those situations, like, just bend the rules a little bit. I mean, Mr. Miyagi's asking me to have a beer. I got to say yes.
Spencer from Kirkland, where did you get to see Tiger Woods?
Oh, at Chambers Bay at the U.S. Open at the practice facility. I showed up a little too late to meet him in the morning and posted up off the 18th green. And towards the end of the day, I heard someone say, hey, my wife's watching the Golf Channel. Tiger's down at the practice range, and I was almost in a mass sprint and got down there, and for about 2 hours I stayed about 60 feet from him and just watched him hit balls and putt, and just an incredible time.
No, you're, I mean, you're within striking distance of one of the greatest of all time. Did you have a chance to chat? Oh. Oh, crap. Can't ask those kind of questions. He hung up on us.
Rockaholics, how do you like a shot at beating Steve? He has a current record of 61 wins, 28 losses, and 15 ties in 2025. The number to call to play the game is 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Migs at 650.
The Daily Migs Show.